who is like no other. And God is God indeed. And we are before Him today. He will do what no other God can do. In the name of Jesus. Before we have our seat, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. Profound scripture. Ephesians chapter 4. What's all this thing about transfiguration? I shared with you the seven action with the word of God. One of the most definite layer of interacting with the word of God is locating yourself in the story. If you can't locate yourself in the story, it will just be a story of other persons. But that's not how the word of God is constructed. The Bible says they were written for our learning, so that we, through the comfort of the scriptures, may have hope. Now see what the scripture says here. What's all this thing about transfiguration? That we, henceforth, be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness, whereby they lay wait to deceive. Let's lift our hands to God. The emphasis there is henceforth. The emphasis there, the action word there, is henceforth. Attach the rest of yourself. Henceforth, let me be exactly what you want me to be. Henceforth, going from here, going forward from here, that henceforth, I be everything you want me to be. I will be the respond. I will reflect you henceforth. I will fulfill the plan Jesus Christ has for me. I will do all that God wants me to do. Everything, henceforth. Henceforth. That the devil will not ride on me anymore. Henceforth. I will raise others up for you. Henceforth. Thank you, Holy God. In Jesus' holy name, we give God thanks and pray. Please have your seat in His presence and welcome to God's house. If we can put our bulletin, a write-up for today on the board, that would be great. If you don't have, you don't get the bulletin, we transition from, or can we actually be transfigured? From paper to soft copy now, because many people are not in the house. Sorry, during COVID, you know, we didn't have too many people coming to the sanctuary for obvious reasons. So we needed to transition online, and maybe it's one of the permanency from having COVID. In my office, we're recording negative travel costs. During COVID, negative travel costs, just because, you know, there were cancellation of already planned travel expenses and all of that. So anyway, this has also translated to a lot of CK, by the way. We don't have to buy ink like we used to. I mean, we didn't have a problem with that really, by the way, but it's just added some convenience. And of course, you can have this everywhere. You know, the other one, once you are leaving church, you can, I don't mean you left it behind, but you can forget it, you know what I mean? You can forget to take it along. See what the scripture says here. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. By the way, if you don't get it, please leave your number with Sister Nima, the lady who gave the announcement, and then you can be updated as applicable. Listen to this. It's part of our ministry resource. It's not copied anywhere. If you do, we reference it. Like, it is from King James or Amplified, we see the reference. Praise the Lord. The notion that an act of growing up, growing from childhood to adulthood, is a profound process of transformation. A transformation by which what was at one time fragile, vulnerable, weak, and defenseless will go on to become strong, secured, and dexterous in its conduct and operation to the extent of engaging and transacting personal interest to derive profit and secure definite edge. This and more are the benefits of transformation from a child to an adult. About being a child, the Bible painted a grossly disqualifying and obscuring tendency of childishness. When it says, now what I mean when I talk about children and their guardians is this, as long as the heir is a child, it does not differ at all from a slave, even though he is the future owner and master of all the estate. But because of his childishness, I'm putting that, he is under the authority of guardians and household administrators or managers until the time set by his father, emphasizing to her that he will have become of age and of course matured. I just put that, when he's of legal age. See what the Bible says about being immature or being childish spiritually. So also we, whether Jews or Gentiles, when we were children, spiritually immature, were kept like slaves under the elementary man-made religious and philosophical teachings of this world. Galatians 5:1-3 amplified. The discrepant and discriminatory word of childishness, that is spiritually, must incense every true believer to seek growth and maturity in the things pertaining to faith and the kingdom of God, lest such person be consigned to the slight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive. Beloved, it is important we grow in grace and in the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ to the maturing of the spirit man. Otherwise, a childish or immature Christian will be cheaply slighted, cheated, and tossed by the cunning caprice of indecent men and impolite enterprise of the wicked. Paul the Apostle, in his contemplation and reflection of the limiting inclination of being a child, noted, when I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I did away with childish things. For now, in this imperfection, in the childish tendency, we see in the mirror dimly a blurred reflection, a riddle, an enigma. But when in the time of perfection, maturity comes, we will see reality face to face. Now I know in part, just in fragments, but then I will know fully, just as I have been fully known by God. Let us go on and grow up to lay hold and take control of the inheritance Jesus Christ has secured for us, and as a true heir, direct the course of our Father's business, growing up into Christ in all things, the true transfiguration to which we are called. Praise the Lord. I couldn't hide my how intrigued I was when I began to see our children. Because of COVID, you know, many of them, they didn't come around. And I began to see these children literally transformed. Yeah. And people, Dee and I were going home yesterday or last week. The look at our girls, I haven't seen them for a long time. And I myself didn't recognize them early. They were sitting there. I thought they were first timers. You know, you don't know what I'm looking at when I'm looking around. Sometimes you see me speaking, but you don't know what is going on in my mind. So I was looking at, I said, where are these people from? So I made my way to the bathroom. Then I spotted one. Oh, I said, this is. That's what I mean. Then I said, oh, the other person must be our sister. Later, we were going home, and Dee was telling me, who were those two people? Well, you can see what transfiguration is. God, I see all of them, many of them. I saw the requires. My son was talking like a man. His voice was like, I mean, I said, is this Fola or? Let's give Jesus a hand. Under our nose, under our watch, we are being transformed. That's the profound effects of transformation. But added to that are the inherent benefits that accrue to it. Those children, I remember when the children were young, you know, it was a lot of savings when we take them out. You know, because we usually buy kids' meal, right? Kids' meal is cheaper part. It's very cheap. Until being transfigured, we have daddy get two kidney. I said, you need two. So he said, when one kidney was not doing anymore, he said two. And that would be more money from going out of my pocket. Then eventually being fully transfigured. No, Big Mac, the Big Mac. The Bible says here that henceforth we may grow into him. Let's look at verse 15 of that scripture. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. We henceforth be no more children. In verse 15, it now says, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into Christ in all things, which is the head, even Christ. These are some of the limitations of being childish or not growing. We see that clearly marked out in verse 14. Number one, children are tossed to and fro. You can exchange $100 bill for a candy with a child. Get what I'm saying? A child will have $100 bill, and then we give a child a candy, and he will give $100 bill because it can be tossed. If you want to do some other way, you say, oh, how many do they have? One. Okay, and then you go and get five $1 bill. Okay, give me one, I'll give you five. But that will be your story, that will be my story. In the spirit, God doesn't want us, if we are not transformed to be strong and matured, we will be tossed. And you see, the limitation of the child is that he has no notice of what is precious. He has no notice of what is of value. He can be tossed to and fro. Number two, every wind of doctrine will appeal. Every wind of doctrine will appeal. You can tell a child, if you do your homework, I'll give you candy. Now, you don't want to do that work, but he can be enticed. Now, that's how in many other areas. Okay, go and wash your, go and wash the plate. If you wash the plate, I will allow you to go and play. You know, this playing thing, you didn't derive any benefit from it, but you derive benefit from him washing. So also our doctrines. How can anybody tell somebody to eat grass for what? Well, you know, I mean, but you see, may we not be mature? I shared the testimony of how somebody told my younger brother, say, I'll help you, you'll be successful at your work, things will go well. He said, but please, okay, send me 7 wise baby books. So he called me and I said, he said he's going to see one man who told him to bring 7 white envelopes. I said, are you awake or asleep? So somebody said you should bring 7 envelopes and you're going to give him 7 envelopes. I said, okay, don't go and give anybody 7 envelopes. I said, okay, what if he calls me? What should I tell him? I said, you are still asking questions? telling your brother, which the pastor said, you should not do anything like that. I pray for him, set him loose from any avenging means by which he can be dealt with. And I call his attention. I will say, look, are you awake? To God be the glory. God restored his job. He got a far greater and better job than the incidence of any white. That won't be, we won't be slighted by the corny men in Jesus' name. Every word. Praise God. Why don't we take pledge in writers? Nobody is stressed for anything. Why? Because Jesus said, when I sent you without pause or scrip, did you lack anything? God will not call for what he won't pay for. Now, that's an understanding, not slighted. Now, you go to somebody, somebody say, okay, you know what? Empty your pocket. And that's not what you plan to do from home. When I tell you a secret, it's not in church you decide what to give, sir. Look at the scriptures. He said, when you are coming, bring what? So if somebody is charging you, and then you get your car, you'll be doing, somebody told me, pay tithe from credit card. I said, what? Tithe from credit card? What meaning is that? Lighthouse. You see, because of weak conscience, not having knowledge. That's not how you can't use somebody else's money to pay tithe. No. It's out of your increase that tithe is paid. That we henceforth be no more children. Every way of doctrine. The slight of men. Slight of men, cunning devices to make an end. They promise you breakthrough, but you get breakdown. Be not tossed to. It's part of our church culture. This church has no credit card. If God will not pay for it, you can't buy it. You carry no credit card. You buy nothing on credit to the glory of God. How? Why? Because of understanding. A pastor friend of mine came here. Their bulletin, more than half of the page, is filled with the needs of the church. He says, look, I don't understand that. We have not said here in this church that the church needs anything. Because God cannot beg man. But we met every day. I explained our own understanding to him. And he said, I didn't see it that way. He said, from tomorrow, I'm going to delete all that need from the bulletin. The slight of men. And cunning craftiness. Why? Because they know their children. Rather, that we may grow up and become like him. What are the benefits, therefore, of being transformed? What are the benefits of being transformed? Matthew chapter 7, verse 2. Matthew chapter 7. When we become mature in Christ, and we are grown. Number one. Oh, I'm sorry. Matthew 17, I meant to say. Sorry about that. Man. Verse 2. Matthew 17, 2. He said, and was transfigured before them. His face did shine as the sun. His face did shine like the sun. His face did shine like the sun. When you are grown and you are assured of what you know and what you are doing, it makes you radiate confidence. Why? How can I tell my brother, don't give that man anything? You know what Jesus called them? Fox. So don't give that man anything. The man was calling him. He said, seven white envelopes, to do what? If you don't work and you are not accepted in your office, you know, if you use voodoo, voodoo will kill you. Because obviously it's well gained by vanity shall vanish. But if a man increase by labor, he shall be established. To God alone be all the glory. He proceeded to work and get what he was looking for by labor. God promoted him. Of course, he dealt away with a man like that. He dealt away with a man like that. My dear brother and sister, you should be spiritually matured. When somebody is talking to you, you can know where this person is coming from or where he's going. See what the Bible says in Exodus chapter 1. The first thing that happened to Jesus here was that his face did shine. Where is that coming from? See what the Bible says here. He said, Who is as the wise man? And who knows the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to what? Shine. I had a situation sometime. My pastor at the time, God bless me, consigned me to go and see a pastor for counseling. And when I got to this so-called counselor, the counselor spoke. And then, okay, I said, sir, this is what's behind what I'm doing. And I explained the wisdom behind the activity I'm doing. And the counselor said, no man teach you this thing you're saying. Go and be doing what you're doing. Give God the hand clap. That's the stress of growth. Don't let anybody confuse you. Bible says, as mouth try meat. If you are eating beef, do you think it's meat? Is fish? No. Well, I know. You know, this generation, all of, I don't know what is possible with it, but when I'm eating beef, I know it's not fish. And I know it's not crab. Now, the scripture says, so does the air try what? Words. This here, it knows the taste of what he's hearing, if you are discerning. The wisdom of a man maketh his face shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. Nothing will bring any of us down in Jesus' name. A lot of people have been washed off. What is being said? What is being heard? Well, you won't be cut down, in Jesus' name. It was his face shine. Number two, you gain divine encounter when you are rooted in the spirit. When you are matured, God begins to give revelation to you. See what happened to Jesus on that mountain. Matthew chapter 17, verse 3. Matthew chapter 17, verse 3. It says, and behold, there appeared unto him Moses and Elijah talking with him. And they were talking to him about what he was supposed to do on earth. In another, I believe in the book of Acts, they were actually discussing about his disease or his going to the cross. Now, you see this Moses and Elias here, don't take the word like that. They represent dispensation. Moses representing the prophets, Elijah represents, the law. Yes. The law and the prophet. Remember the story of the rich man and Lazarus? When the rich man saw Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham, you know, and the rich man said, ask Lazarus to put a drop of water in my mouth. Oh no. He said they have Moses and Elijah and the prophets. They have Moses and the prophets. If they will not hear them, even if somebody goes from here, they won't listen to them. And I tell you a secret. The revelation of it represents the dispensation of the law, of the prophets, and the coming dispensation of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. All combined to be established. Jesus Christ established, he said, I did not come to annul the law and the prophets. I came to do what? To fulfill it. I tell you, some people will say that is in the Old Testament. I beg your pardon. Oh, what? If you know the volume of revelation and rooting that we can derive, study the revelation, it's because we didn't see ourselves in it. No. They speak of him who was to come. And you see yourself in it. The time God saved my family from the wicked enterprise of the enemy to destroy our son's hand, I didn't get the revelation from the New Testament. God said to me, I will contend with, in Isaiah 49, I will contend with them that contend with you, and I will save your children. That's not the New Testament. Hallelujah. He said, the things that were written, they were written for our learning. So we, through the comfort of the scriptures, may derive hope. Let you look to. You look to your friend, or you look to the word. You look to the dispensation of things that have been established and written concerning us. The Moses, Elijah, and Jesus Christ. The outsider's hope, there's no hope. That we not be tossed to and fro. Established in faith. Honestly, I don't know where I would be without the understanding of the word of God. Washed off completely. How are you going to cancel a man? You use philosophy? That's what it was. The slight of men, philosophy and tradition. Can work. But the only thing that endures forever is the word of God. The word is set to where? No. Nobody can. You can translate it. To mean good is bad. That's your translation. You will not in any way vitiate the solidity of the word of God for those who lay hold on the truth of God. Thank God for the testimony of my sister. What? You know, if God help us that we are going to put money, we're going to like sell the revelation of the word of God. I should be writing in church, right? You know, we don't hide secrets. I'm just kidding. But where can we get that kind of relief from? I myself saying it, I never can quantify the effect it's having in the life of the hearers. Except that when Moses and Elijah and Jesus showed up, they were talking concerning the things that pertaining to his coming, to his doing. They were discussing his deceit, how he would go to the cross. My prayer is that the slight of men will not wash us off in Jesus' name. Having roots. That's what transforms you and I from being children. You know, in the spirit, it's not how long you've been. It's what you know. Have you left? The maturity in the spirit is not a function of time. It's a function of truth. What truth? Not just you. Paul was not among the 12, but the 12 had an understanding that the grace given to Paul was different. He said, though I'm the least among them, by the knowledge of truth, Paul that didn't marry, telling how married people should behave. Paul that was not at the Last Supper, telling us the constitution, the component, what is inherent in the blood that we are taking. And he said, for I receive of the Lord Let me just write the version to you. Function of root. Nurtured by truth. My dear brother and sister, let's return. The Bible calls it the perfect law of liberty. That's the word of God. What is driving us is what we heard or read or scope from Facebook and not from Holy Book. The wisdom of the man will make his face to shine. And the boldness of his eyes, of his countenance shall be changed. Now, if somebody has no insight into the composition of Moses and Elias, they will just think they are telling stories. Oh, that's in the Old Testament. Wake up. He came to establish it. Who prophesied concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? New Testament? Unto us is his child. A child is given. A child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, all of that. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. What was he talking about? Jesus Christ said, he spoke. We are witnesses for me. And I can tell you, right now, please, you need to see yourself in the story you are reading. That's the only way it can benefit us. Of what benefit it is if Jesus Christ resurrected and I died? But if the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, I will have the same experience. Rooted and built up. That we as force be no more children. Luke chapter 9, verse 30 and 31. Luke chapter 9, verse 30 and 31. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias in the Luke's account, who appeared in glory and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish. Now, the thing that you set to do. Who is your guide here concerning it? Where are you taking clue or counsel from? But see, concerning Jesus in his transfiguration, they were discussing with him how the mission will be accomplished. What was said, Moses would say, oh, this is what I knew about you. It was the rock that was struck twice instead of once. And I mean, just for illustration purposes, I can imagine Moses saying, Lord, you know, I did it twice, but you know, it's only once, so don't worry. You know, I mean, to comfort him, he said, you know, I made a mistake, you know, God punished me for it, so don't worry, go for it. Only one time, it has been. And I can imagine Jesus saying, okay, that's true. And the prophet also testifying and witnessing for him. You have to do this. Isaiah will tell him, by his stripes, you will heal these people. And your blood, their sins will be covered. A man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. He bear all these things. And Jesus will say, okay, yeah, I'll take counsel. Don't worry, I'll do it. Let's give Jesus the hand, God.
Sometimes
our efforts. We have to take consolation from the scriptures. And dear brother and sister, it gives you root and make you triumphant. None of us will fail in Jesus' name. Lastly, because of time. Wow. I like this one. The Bible says, they saw his glory. They saw his glory. Let's verse 32. Lighthouse. I say, glory with you. I will talk about the wisdom of God. Ordained for our glory. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he said, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world that cometh to naught, but the hidden wisdom of God, which is a mystery, ordained for your glory. He said, but Peter and they that were with him were heavy asleep, with sleep. And when they awake, they did what? They saw his glory. Let's stand up and ask it. Can I tell you a secret? If you truly are grown and rooted in the truth of the scriptures, you will reflect glory. People didn't know what Peter, what Joseph was going through, he didn't look like anybody that should be reckoned with. But eventually, they did what? That's my story. Bible says, when his father came to Egypt, Bible says, he saw all the glory of his son. What? Moses and Joseph. This is, in fact, when he sent the chariot of Egypt to go and carry his daddy, his daddy said, is this Joseph my son? My God, I tell you today, God told us about noiseless triumph. Let him do his job. What? Let him do his job. And those, when they are awake, what would they are awake to see? Let's lift up our hands and give them thanks. Lord, you are so good. Blessed be Lord, you are so good. Blessed be your name. You are the Lord. On a land you live forever. Oh Lord, so great is love. Descending from that mountain, Jesus told them, don't make any noise about this. It's unnecessary. So he said, don't tell anybody anything. Because if you attempt to tell them, how are you going to get it? Daddy, having brought us to this mountain where you unveil our eyes. Thank you. Can I tell you a secret, lighthouse? If anybody witnessed concerning the word of God, it's because that's what God did in every one of us. To be honest with you. God just used that to testify that this is what I did. For one, the same God is rich to how many? The same God is rich to all. Oh God, Daddy, we thank you. Going from here, Daddy, fix it our spirit, our hearts, our heart, our eyes to the things you have shown and are showing out of the pages of the scripture. I pray, is anybody held captive by the slight of men? Wicked craftiness by which they lie to deceive. Like my brother, is anybody engaging in any transaction that promises you that does not exist? Daddy, in the name of Jesus, expose the lie of such evil conspirators and cause their enterprise to fail in the name of Jesus. Let them be discovered to be liars in the name of Jesus. Or let the saints walk free and triumphant. Turn our eyes to behold you, Lord, and we may be changed into you. As we go from here, Lord, may our eyes be set on you, looking at you alone. Through our testimony, let us turn to serve you. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. stretch your hands towards me. Let's just thank God. Only God, my dear. I know I have no this. Only God. No man can do anything for God, but God using every man to do his work. Father, I thank you for your mercy over our lives, for truth that you avail to us day after day. Thank you for what you are set to do in June. Thank you for the emissaries of your power that you dispatched ahead of the coming month, which is May. We can only say thank you, Daddy. Daddy, as your children go from here, Lord, I pray and I decree you will not be wronged. That which is dear and precious, deposited into you, will not be taken away. And every spirit of avenger seeking a place to take and void what God has done, like God caused it to be void in the life of our sister, because that's the avenger of the enemy. But thank God, God voided their enterprise. Evil will not grieve any of us. In Jesus' name, there's nothing delivered that will be lost, stolen, or destroyed. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's just give Jesus a hand clap.